and then we will continue the discussion regarding these things to be halal and permissible. Where they are haram, then Allah will command the earth to shake. And in a few split seconds, how we will land our life. So yet to Ummul Mu'minin, the mother of the believers, I have to become the runner. And explain that the reason for even this natural disaster, flood, earthquake, etc., are the sins that we commit. Listening to music, consuming intoxicants, substance abuse. In this way, we are inviting all this calamity. So the solution is provided in the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَيِّنُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنُوا مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah will not change the condition of the nation, of the people, until they are prepared to change themselves. Become better people, better Muslims. Follow the line of Sharia, fulfill the command of Allah, escape from sin, then inshallah, favorable condition will come upon us. We are also discussing that our pious elders have suggested certain prescriptions or lines that we could read for the barakah and the blessing of which, inshallah, these calamities can be addressed. As I mentioned, Qulu Tinaliya, we recited in the Fajr Salah, in text with all the Masajid, so that Allah Ta'ala can alleviate the problems of the Ummah. I also mentioned, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim, at least 100 times a day. In this time, I understand all the letters. In the recent mention, that regularly describing La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim is the solution for many different problems. The least problem, worry and depression. And also, Nastaghfirullah, in the plural form, the Allah, we seek your pardon, we mean, we include the entire Ummah. That we have wronged ourselves, we have committed sins, transgressed. Allah, forgive us at least 300 times daily, Nastaghfirullah. Also, 41 times, Yasin, we can do that within the confines of our own family members. Together with that, Bismillah al-Nabi al-Ghuru, Ma'is bin Shaykhun, fi awdi wa lafi sama, recite that regularly. Also recite regularly ayat al-Karima, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-Ghafirin. And together with that, I will also mention Dua al-Anas. Dua al-Anas was a special dua for the Nabi al-Karim. To have a son in Malik of the Lord, was a special aid, harming, assistant of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.